Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is They Live. It is a 1988 sci-fi action film starring Roddy Piper, Keith David, and directed by John Carpenter. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. It was surprising to me that I felt that way. I went in with very low expectations of what this was going to be, but it definitely took me by surprise. What about you?
This movie was my cup of tea. It has really interesting social commentary. It's got some really fun action. And overall, I really enjoyed the piece in spite of an ending that really irritated me.
So Tim, give everybody a rundown. What's in the movie?
The film follows a drifter who discovers a pair of sunglasses that show him the world for what it really is. Overrun and controlled by a hidden race of aliens who seek to subjugate and exploit humanity. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
The premise is unique and interesting, and it caught me by surprise. You know, our hero finds these sunglasses, they enable him to see all the aliens that are controlling the world, they're all the rich and powerful people, and all the mechanisms that they're using to control us. You know, the television, the billboards, the radio. It's a really unique, interesting idea, and they tell it in an interesting way visually. Yeah. There's a lot of cool visuals that show the difference between the real world and then when he's got the sunglasses on, what the aliens look like, alien vision. It was really cool.
I agree. I think this movie is kind of an example of what sci-fi does really well. And it takes a real problem and it kind of distills it and makes it more accessible by layering over the sci-fi alien element. I think it really creates an opportunity to look at class and economic issues in a way that we wouldn't have otherwise.
It really bought me in because the world building was so clean and they found all these different ways to highlight these points of contact that you have with media or advertising or politicians and showed how they were all part of this conspiracy to keep people in poverty, you know, and keep them working for the aliens. And I thought that was really cool. And of course, you could naturally extrapolate that outwards to smartphones and computers and all these other things, which is a sign that the world was built in a really strong and clean way.
Absolutely. And sadly, all this commentary is still really relevant today. But it's not just a social commentary. We're not just lecturing at you. It's a really fun action movie, too. I mean, there's some really good action. There's some amazing and classic one-liners that the movie throws out. They really lean into that. And there's this, I think, 10-minute fight scene in the middle of the movie between the two leads that is unbelievable.
Absolutely. So what didn't work here for you, Tim?
Oh, that ending. The ending of the movie, I thought, had an opportunity to do something really powerful and impactful and have a really dark, cynical message about the world or a really positive, uplifting message about humanity. And the movie just didn't do either one.
For me, it was the pacing of the film. This movie's an hour and a half long, and it took 30 minutes for our hero to find the sunglasses that effectively start the movie.
Yeah.
That's a third of the way through the movie. That is too much time for us to get into this. And then there's this long middle fight scene, which, while incredible, doesn't move the plot forward. So it felt like we got to this point where the entire movie had to happen in 30 minutes. It just felt really uneven at times.
It's a very unevenly paced film, but I still had a good time with it. And Michael, when would you recommend the film?
If you're looking for an action movie that's going to do a little bit more and has something on its mind and something to say, this certainly would be that action movie. What about you, Tim?
I would agree. If you're looking for something that's going to have a lot of different elements, but it's going to make you think, if you like that, this is a good one to check out. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.